the meantime, we say a very good morning to a guest sitting here in front of me, and that's Shauna O'Neill. Hello to you, Shauna.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. A bit wet out this morning, but it's fine. It's
all yeah. Right. And what are you doing for Patrick's Day?
I actually have no plans at the moment. I think I'm going to be good this year. Take it easy.
This is Wednesday.
I know. I don't have any. Oh, well, I'm going out on Sunday for dinner for Mother's Day, so maybe I'll party that day instead.
Right. Well, you're very welcome this morning. Now, you're an aesthetics practitioner.
Yes.
What's an aesthetics practitioner?
So we work in the aesthetics industry, where it's different lasers, IPL treatments.
IPL is?
Intense pulse light treatments.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then on the other side of it, it can be Botox and fillers, but that's not the side of the industry I'm in. It's more focused on lasers and IPL treatments.
And what do lasers do when it comes to your skin?
So they can treat a number of different, you know, problems that are for the skin. We can do acne scarring, pigmentation, melasma. And then what I find at the moment, my most common treatment is for tattoo removal.
Oh, people who have regrets, is it?
Yes, big time regrets.
You know, we're often told that once you have a tattoo, well, that's it. It's for life.
Yes. And that's not the case anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So in the clinic that I have, we have a laser called the PicoSure Pro, and it uses photomechanics to get rid of your tattoo. Which is different from the older traditional lasers, which use heat. So they basically are damaging your skin to get rid of the tattoo. But with this PicoSure Pro, it's photomechanics. So we're basically, the laser's targeting the ink, breaking it down into tiny little micro particles, and then your lymphatic system comes along and it's all pushed out through your waste system.
Goodness me. Well, just to say that Shauna is from Edit Laser Skin Clinic, so she knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
And we'll hear about that in a second. But that's relatively new technology, is it? Because,
it is.
I mean, that was the thing. Are you sure you get all sorts of counselling from home and the family? Are you sure you want this, you know, the name of some relationship that might end in the future?
Stop, which is like, I always think it's a jinx, because anyone that's come into me with a name on them, the relationship is very much finished. So I'm like, just don't get it, because it's a jinx. Whatever's going to happen, just don't get the name on you.
So you were saying how that works. How was that developed? How did they find a system that could actually be used to remove tattoos?
Just research over the years, you know, engineers coming together to look into this method. And again, they came up with photomechanics. So how it works is we have three layers of our skin, the epidermis, the dermis and the deep dermis. So this laser is targeting the ink in your deep dermis, so shattering underneath the skin surface. And then over time, it's just going to lighten up and then you're going to go back to a blank canvas.
Right. And is there any residual mark that's there?
Absolutely not. And again, because it's photomechanics, it's not like a heat laser where we're damaging the first layer of your skin to try to get rid of that tattoo. It's all going on underneath the skin surface. So you're not going to be left with any hypopigmentation, which would be excess white around the area, any hyperpigmentation, which would be excess red around the area, or again, any residual. And again, I have people asking me, you know, will I be able to tan after the session whenever the tattoo is completely gone? Like, is there going to be ghosting of that area? You go completely back to normal again. It's like you've never had a tattoo.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's incredible, I have to say.
What's the ink that's used in tattoos?
There's different kind of inks. So
the
older inks that were used about 20 years ago, they weren't FDA cleared. A lot of them were bought over the internet from China, but now it's a lot more regulated, and you would get companies in the UK and Ireland producing this ink for tattoos.
Right, and has the composition of it changed so that it's easier to get off now, or is it just safer to use from a dermatological point of view?
Yes, definitely safer. I would say that it is, the older ink, it would be easier to get rid of just because the quality of it was so bad back in, like, you know, 20 years ago, but the quality now is very, very good. So it can just be a little bit tougher to get rid of, a brand new tattoo that was only done, 1 to 5 years ago,
right?
Because the quality is very, very good,
and regret it, whatever.
Yes.
So, is there any particular part of the body that's more difficult to remove tattoos?
Yeah. So, I find that any tattoos that are on extremity, kind of any tattoos that are on a foot, a hand, an ankle, or a wrist, they can just be that little bit tougher to get rid of. Just because, again, it's all happening with your lymphatic system. So, the further away the tattoo is from the heart, it can just take that little bit longer,
really?
Just to break down.
But you'd imagine that's harder skin than than soft tissue that's covered up all the time, like on your torso or something.
Yes, yeah, I know, but that's just that's what I found, you know. And you know, if you have a tattoo on your shoulder, you know, your arm, your chest, you know, they seem to lift a lot faster than they would on like your foot or your arm, or sorry, not your arm, or your hand or your wrist or your ankle.
Okay, without mentioning names or situations, I mean, what sort of you know, regrets or decision fours have people arrived with?
Oh, do you know what? I have all walks of life come in. I have, you know, the 18-year-olds that went on a 6-year holiday and ended up with a tattoo, or I have, you know, a mummy coming in, starting a family that wants to get rid of it, or, you know, a bride. But I would say probably one of the most comedic clients that came in was a guy who went on a 6-year holiday, got a tattoo of his JA club on his butt, and then whenever he came back from a 6-year holiday, he was recruited to a rival team. So he came in and he was like, I need this gone because I can't be in the shower room or the locker room with like this on display when it's a rival team. So that was pretty funny, and you know, I felt sorry for him. He's only a young guy, he has to come in, lie down on the bed and kind of get his butt out for me so I can laser away. And there was a lot of clenching going on because it's not the nicest feel in the world. It's very tolerable, it's like an elastic band being snapped against your skin very fast. But yeah, so that was, I kind of had a bit of a giggle to myself, and, you know, he was very nervous, and, you know, just the whole thing, the whole situation was just a bit funny.
There's a lot of acceptance now with tattoos, but in spite of that, in certain industries, they can be frowned upon. So do you get many people in?
Absolutely.
I've got this high-powered, I don't know, job in an industry that doesn't really like tattoos. Do you get people coming in like that?
Definitely. So, you know, it has changed a little bit where, you know, tattoos are, you know, more tolerated in the workplace. But I found that I have quite a few guards that come in that have tattoos on their arms where they have to go to court in the summertime and they have to wear a long sleeve shirt in the courtroom because they can't expose their tattoos. So they're coming in, getting their tattoos removed for that purpose. Yeah.
Right. So tell us about yourself and your involvement in all this. When did this start?
So actually about 8 years ago, I came back from Australia and I was looking for an opportunity to change my career around because I was working as a social worker over there. I came back and I was presented with a plan and fell in love with the business plan, thought it was amazing. So I did a complete turnaround, went back and trained in VTCT in pathologies, anatomy.
You've lost me on all those.
Sorry.
What are they? Okay, you trained in
VTCT,
which is
so it's for the aesthetics industry, basically.
Right.
To get
okay.
Your qualification. So went back, did that, and then got trained up from Cynosure, which is the company that we get our machines from. Got qualified on that, and opened my first clinic, and kind of went from there.
Where was that?
It was in Dublin.
Right.
And then yeah.
Okay, and you're from Bray.
I'm from Greystones.
Oh, from Greystones,
yes.
Okay. And do you have businesses in Wicklow?
No, not at the moment, no. After Sandyford is more established, we're hoping to branch out then as well. So
okay.
we're actually looking to go up, we're going into Waterford, hopefully, up to Belfast, and then hopefully over to Glasgow as well. That's the end goal.
So, you know, this is it now. You're finding a need for it. And
100%. And I love it. I really do. Yeah. Like, every day is different. You know, you get all walks of life come in. No day is boring. No tattoo's the same. No story's the same. So I have to say, like, I couldn't be happier with my turnaround in career.
Right. And you don't have any qualms about looking at people's bodies all day? And
no, not at all. It's grand.
So is there much investment goes into this?
Well, we actually invested 700K into
what?
The business. Yes.
700K?
So that's between the machines because, again, with PicoSure Pro, the one that we have, we're actually the first people in Ireland to have it. So the machines are quite pricey because they're the best on the market. And then with the clinic we have over in Sandyford, we did a massive fit out in it. So basically whenever I was going to look at it, it was just basically a concrete building. And then we did a huge fit out in it. And so, yeah, about 700K is what we've spent so far between the machines, the fit out, and everything else that goes along with it.
There's an awful lot of regret in 700. So you must be doing other parts as well. I mean, will you have enough clients to pay back that money, or the other aspects of the business help that?
Yeah, definitely. So with them, we have another machine as well called the Icon. So we treat people that would have quite severe scarring, stretch marks, rosacea, which is a huge problem for people in Ireland. It's basically a flushing of redness in the skin. We're very affected by it because of our pale pigmentation. So I have a lot of clients coming in, male and female, for rosacea treatment with the intense pulse light versus the Pico Shore Pro, which would be more predominantly for pigmentation like melasma or tattoo ink.
Right, so these machines do all magical things. What about, you know, that skin which can be unsightly below the buttocks? What's that called?
Below the buttocks?
Yeah. The name?
Cellulite?
Yeah, cellulite.
I don't treat cellulite, no. Okay. So that's not something I do offer. Now,
glad you gave me the word. I was just saying, I know there's a word for this.
Like, what's that stuff beneath the bum?
Yeah.
So no, I don't treat cellulite. At the moment, like my company, Sinusure, where we get the lasers from, there is machines that are used for that kind of thing. But at the moment, I'm really just focusing on skin in terms of rejuvenation, pigmentation, rosacea, scarring, stretch marks.
And how successful is all that sort of work?
Great. Yeah. Really good. I have to say, the results that you get now, you have to commit to the process. You know, it's not like you have to, you know, it's not a one-time fix where you come in. You know, some people might have a great result after one treatment, but the majority of people will need 2 to 3 treatments, and then maybe every 6 to 8 months come in and just kind of get a top up and just keep on top of things.
Yeah, very good. Well, you enjoy the work, obviously.
I do. I absolutely do. And as I said, no day is the same. You get all walks of life, all different conditions coming in. And I love it, I have to say.
Right. It's and your business is called the Edit Laser Skin Clinic, yes?
Yes, we're over in Sandyford.
Very good. Okay, well, congratulations on the shift from a social worker to their loss.
Night and day.
to that. Shauna O'Neill from Greystones, an aesthetics practitioner. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.